All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And today, it's all about books. Today is all for my writers and my authors. I promise you, you do not want to miss this episode as we talk about marketing your book to build your business. We're super excited to have hanging out with us in the virtual green room. She's enjoying virtual snacks while she's over there. Mary Helen Sheriff is going to be joining us live here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, don't you move. We'll be right back after this quick intro.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
Hey, you don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
All right. We are so excited to have you joining us here for episode 701. Yes, you heard that correctly. We literally just crossed over the 700th mark, and this is episode 701 here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard and seen all across the world wide web. Welcome to all those that are joining us from various places in Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, those that are checking this out in the talk radio show platform, Blog Talk Radio, shout out to you. Those that are listening later on in our podcast, Apple Podcasts, y'all always lead the pack. Spotify, we ain't leaving you out either. Yes, and I said ain't leaving you out. We're excited to have you here. As always, if you're brand spanking new to me, Charvette Mitchell of Mitchell Productions, and I work with high-achieving women entrepreneurs, sometimes a few lucky men get sprinkled in, to help them really build their personal brands and their businesses by focusing on their marketing, their visibility, and their branding. And this show is one of the outlets for that. Shout out over on YouTube. Always glad to have you, Joe and Kim and Zama over on YouTube. Hello, Dr. Val. Thank you for joining us and coming on in. Hello, Sharon. Good evening. Glad to have you in the virtual studio as we get started. This segment is brought to you by my 7th in-person conference that is coming to the city of Richmond November 2nd, which is for our VIPs only, November 3rd and November 4th. It is called the Platform Builder Summit. Yes, where we have a theme to amplify your brand and boost your profits. Jump over to platformbuildersummit.com. Jump over to platformbuildersummit.com and purchase your tickets for this in-person conference. If you're following us anywhere on social media, and I know you are, if not, at Charvette, right? We have been announcing speakers. We have just started announcing speakers, and we have a ton more that we're going to be announcing through next week. So keep your eye open. And more importantly, we look forward to seeing you in person in Richmond, Virginia, Four Points by Sheraton, November 2nd for our VIPs, which is sold out, but November 3rd and 4th for general registration. We're glad to have you. All right, we see the studio is coming on. Hello from Wakanda. Wendy Lee, you know, we cannot do this without you. Thank you, Sharon. The 700 Club. I like that. Shout out to my mom. Hey there, mom. Shout out to Ayana. Thank you for coming on in. So let me introduce my guest. While all of the platforms are sending out notifications, letting people know that we're on, go ahead and tag an author that you know. Go ahead and tag a writer that you know. Mary Helen Sheriff is here. She serves as an author marketing coach, helping authors save time and money on their journey to sell more books. She's the author of Women's Fiction, Boop and Eve's Road Trip. We're going to hear more about that. She's the CEO of Bookish Road Trip and co-editor of Launchpad, the countdown to marketing your book. And you're going to understand the connection with that really soon. She also writes Journey into Book Marketing, which is a blog column for Bookish Road Trip, and The Book Biz, a column in Women's Fiction Writers Association's e-zine called Write On. And she's here today with our topic, marketing your book to build your business. Put your virtual hands together. Round of a virtual applause as Mary joins us on the stage right now, live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hey, Mary.
Hey,
Hi, how are you?
I am doing well. We're excited to have you here.
I am thrilled to be here, and I cannot believe that you have done this for 701 episodes.
True story.
Super respect here. That is a long journey.
Yes. We started, this was 2007, 2008, literally in Richmond, Virginia, live in a studio, and I have not stopped since. So, and I tell you what, books have always been a part of this show because we always have had author spotlights. We would literally call the segments and the interviews that we do with authors kind of like author spotlights. So it's always been a part of it. But before I jump on in, tell our listeners a little bit about, I heard a birdie told me you have some background in education. We'd love to kind of hear a little bit about your background. Yeah.
Yeah. The birdie told you. Okay. I started off as a fifth grade teacher. So I taught all the subjects then. I did that for a couple years. And then I decided that I really wanted to work with older kids. And I wanted to just teach one subject, like kind of like dig into something. And while English might have been the thing you would guess I would have taught, I actually taught social studies. Because that's what I got a job doing. And I taught seventh graders. And it turns out that I happen to really like teaching middle schoolers. I think they're really funny. I know a lot of people think that's horrible, but I super enjoyed it.
Seventh grade, that is such a pivotal and hard year. Like everything is going on.
Everything is going on.
So the social studies piece, so when did writing kind of come into play for you?
So for me, I had already been writing. I started when I was in graduate school to be a teacher, actually. I mean, I wrote when I was young, like, you know, little stories. I mean, I always wrote, but when I was studying to be a teacher, I took a class on how to be a social studies teacher. And we talked about these books that were called Letters from Felix. They're picture books. Okay. And it's like this little kid leaves a stuffed bunny on an airplane. And the stuffed bunny sends the kid postcards to all the different places he goes.
Wow.
So our professor said it would be a really neat assignment to teach geography to have your students come up with a character that would somehow travel and send back postcards or letters or emails.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So then he said, hey, why don't you guys make a sample so that when you give this assignment to your students the very first year you're teaching, you have something to show them. So I sat down to make my little sample and I ended up writing a novel.
Whoa.
Which was not the assignment.
You're like, wait, how did this happen? I didn't know I signed up for this. How did we get here? Right?
Right. Right. So I turned it in very sheepishly and I was like, I didn't follow directions. But I did more work than you wanted me to do. And I'm hoping you're going to accept this. I understand if you want me to redo it. And I understand if you don't actually want to read this.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
So anyway, at the end, he said, I'll read it. And then he wrote me a nice note and told me, you know, he loved that I got inspired by the assignment. And that's what he hopes all his students do. And I should be a writer. So that was when I first kind of got like thought of it. It was like, oh, this could be like a job. But it's a hard field to break into. And so I taught for a long time. I did fifth grade, I did seventh grade. When I had my first child, I stepped out of the classroom full time, but I did do some part-time college teaching and then some tutoring. I worked with dyslexic kids for a long time. Okay. And it was only when I signed my contract for my first book to come out that I thought, holy cow, I don't know the first thing about marketing a book. And I finished out the school year and I took the year before my book came out to learn everything I possibly could about marketing and book marketing so that when it came out, I mean, this had been a long time dream.
Yeah.
I could give it everything, you know? Yeah. So that's kind of how I got to that place.
Wow. And then somewhere in there, like the pandemic happened. So do you want to talk about like that part?
That was fun. So 2019, I signed my contract. My book is supposed to come out October of 2020. So I start learning about marketing, and I've got all these plans going, and I'm reaching out to people and pitching people and lining stuff up, and March 2020.
Everything comes to a screeching halt.
Yeah, it does. It does. And for a long time, it was a lot of I don't knows. Like, it wasn't like, this is canceled, this isn't happening, right? Because when we first lockdown was going to be 2 weeks.
we'll just chill out.
So it was a lot of just like, we're not sure. No one was pivoting at all at first, because I just thought, we'll just reschedule. And then there started to be some pivots, but then those got interesting too, because one thing I found, for example, is bookstores, like little small indie bookstores, which normally love to host local authors, were doing virtual visits, but they were banding with other bookstores and getting really huge bestsellers they could never get to come to their bookstore, but they could show up on a Zoom call during COVID. And so suddenly people who normally are like super supporters of new authors were like, well, except I've got my schedule done and it's all people who have sold a million books. Right. And you get it. I'm not like, I would do the same thing if I was them. Smart on their part. But anyway, so things like that weren't really like clicking the way that they could have, would have, should have. What I did find though, is I had made a marketing plan, and some of the things were still working, right? Like, I'd been working on building an email list. Hey, that's still valid. You know, like, so I'd made connections with other authors. I'd started to lay a lot of the groundwork that did help. So if I had the plan, I could kind of go through and say, check, that's still good. Oops, that's not good. And then where are the holes and what can I replace with it? You know, if I don't have a way to meet readers in real life. I did have one curbside book signing at Chop Studio, and that was kind of fun. But, you know, I didn't have real life events. So how am I going to meet readers? I don't know the readers. I mean, other than, you know, my friends who read. So that was the kind of thing to try to figure out.
My goodness, what a story. And I see the care signs coming up, popping up. Like, I mean, having a dream, having something that you've worked for, and then this kind of almost, like you said, it wasn't even a screeching halt. Hey there, everybody that's coming on in. Wasn't even it was like a, like you said, just almost kind of like a pump the brakes. You know, it was like a pump the brakes, like, we're not really stopping. And then it was like, oh, wait, yeah, we are stopping. And so, so your self journey in this kind of marketing your book. And if you're just popping on in and joining us here, we're talking about marketing your book to build your business, and all of this kind of like self-taught information that you gathered. Now you are, you know, a author marketing coach. Do you want to share maybe two or three things that you would say to new authors, maybe even authors who have put books out, but really kind of never even did the marketing piece, or just kind of like just put it out there? A couple tips you share.
Sure. So one thing I would say is to find books and authors who write really similar things.
That's
good. Because you share readers, and to read their books and to reach out to them and tell them, compliment them on their books that you've read, to write a review for their book, and then to offer to do something to help promote their book. In other words, we're trying to create a friendship with this author who has the same readership that you do. And then hopefully your readers, you can push their way, their readers, they can push your way. And if you do that with multiple books, it all kind of builds. And you can even do things like panels together at writing festivals, or you can share their stuff in your newsletter and they can share it in yours. And you could do giveaways together to collect email addresses and get followers. And I mean, there's a lot of ways that you can promote your book with other people where you're building each other up. And I think that's a really powerful and more fun way to market your book, because you're making friends.
And what's so powerful also about that is readers read. Readers buy books. So there's not a competition. Well, if they buy Mary's book, they're not going to buy Charvette's book. No, because readers read. When right. they finish Mary's book, they're waiting for your book.
And yeah, so and I write very fast. So.
So that collaboration, I think that is a great tip and strategy. And other things that you would share. Thanks for the hearts that are coming on in.
So the other thing you then do, you've got these people that you are, you know, collaborating with. You can also look and say, most people have like a news and events thing on their website. Uh-huh. You can look and see what podcasts have they been on? What blogs reviewed their book nicely? What events were they at? And then guess what? If they liked that person, they'd probably like you. So you could ask your new friend to make those introductions for you. Or if you didn't feel comfortable doing that, you could just name drop them.
I saw that you had so-and-so.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so that's a kind of another way to use that initial research you do. So
yeah.
You're befriending people who do the same thing and then sharing resources, sharing leads, sharing and copying. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Let me capture this comment. Patricia from New York. This is right on time. I just started to outline a book that I will be working on over the summer. Well, you are right on time. And Patricia is a co-author in one of our past book collaborations, which I think is a great segue to talk about a new collaboration, kind of anthology that is brewing and about to come out. Let's spill the beans.
All right. So on June 20th, there is a book coming out. It's called Launchpad, The Countdown to Marketing Your Book. And it has 16 authors who have contributed to the book. Each of them has written a chapter. And it's about a different topic in book marketing. Charvette's chapter, for example, is about Facebook. Because one of the things I've noticed in my coaching experience is a lot of people come to me and they've used Facebook for years as like a person, but marketing on Facebook is different. There's features you never would have noticed. There's things to do. There's etiquette. There's lots of places to promote that you might not be aware of. And so Charvette wrote a book, a chapter for us on Facebook, which will be fantastic. And then I wrote a chapter on book promotions. So like putting your book on sale and then promoting the sale and when to do that, how to do that, why to do that, why not to do that, that kind of thing. So sort of the strategy around that. But there's tons of chapters in there, how to get book reviews, how to reach out to book clubs and what to do if you go to one as an author guest and all kinds of things. So it's really neat because it's, you know, all these different people kind of put their expertise together to make this book. The book is actually part of a three book series.
Yeah.
The first two are already out. So the first one is Launchpad, The Countdown to Writing Your Book.
Oh. Yes. I'm going to zoom you in here.
Okay.
Then yeah.
The second one is a countdown to publishing your book. And then the third one is the marketing one. I don't have a copy because it's not out yet.
It's going to be hot off the press. It's going to be hot off the press.
June 20th.
Wonderful.
And so I've kind of been behind the scenes on the other two, like helping with some editing and marketing and things like that. But I didn't write anything in either of those. And then they're helping me behind the scenes on the third one. So it's been a really cool thing because, I mean, I think in all it's been like 45 authors kind of coming together, sharing, promoting. It's kind of exciting.
And pulling it all together. Yes, yeah. Ms. Taylor, love this. Thank you for the valuable tips. Absolutely. What I love, Mary, about the tips you gave tips that were different. Like, sometimes you hear some of the same types of things. Mm-hmm. I love your thought process and also kind of highlighting there's a little digging. There's like a little research that you can do, but it can kind of uncover some things. I agree, Sharon. It's exciting. This is a book that every author, writer needs to pick up. How will people be able to purchase? When will they be able to purchase?
Well, you can pre-order it now if you go to launchpadcountdown.com. Okay. But it'll be available on June 20th anywhere you can buy a book.
All right, there you go. I'll have a few so you could also see me, but we're really, really excited about that as well. And so, so you did the writing piece, you kind of studied on your own and gathered all this information on marketing, but then what was the change to say, okay, now I'm going to help other people do this? Was there a pivotal point?
It was just several different people who came to me asking for marketing advice.
Yeah.
Which were friends I freely gave. And then them saying, hey, that was really good. You know, you could charge people for this.
People will pay you for this.
Yeah. And I was like, huh, hadn't really thought about that. Yeah. But it happened enough times that I was like, maybe I should be charging people for this.
That is a good sign. That is a, and listeners and viewers, if you're able to solve a problem that people will pay for,
charge. That's right. No, it does get tricky because a lot of people want someone to do the marketing for them. And I can appreciate that. And I have no issue if people want to, you know, obviously some people want to pay people to do it. Right. I think what happens though is authors are surprised when they find out how much that can cost.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, books don't make a ton of money, right? You get like a royalty. Well, it depends on how you publish it, but you're not making a ton of money off of each book. Right. So to invest thousands and thousands of dollars on marketing your book.
Some people might have a pause, and then depending on how they're using the book. So I know that our clients, we leverage the book to also shine a spotlight on our businesses.
Yes. Yeah.
And so that is definitely profitable. A client of mine, Eureka Kimber, got like a 12-month client that worked with her for, you know, an accountant because she read her chapter in Pursue and then went and worked with her, you know?
So it does depend on what you're writing. What I just said holds true if you're writing fiction.
Right.
If you are writing nonfiction to build your business,
there we go.
Then it's a whole different conversation, right?
Yeah.
You're getting credibility. Two, when you market this book, and you better market the book because it won't sell if you don't.
Right.
But you're getting visibility for not only your book, but you're getting visibility for you and your business.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's a way you can make money. Another thing that a lot of people love is to have public speak. You have people come and speak at events and stuff. Yeah. Often they'll pay those people. Sometimes it might be worth it to do it for free, but you could get paid to go speak at an event. You can sell books at that event, and then you can hopefully leverage some of those people into clients. So if you have a business, having a book can be fantastic. You still may not make a ton of money off the book itself, but maybe you will.
Yeah.
But even if you don't, that can be okay. I know people who've published books for their business and just given them away.
Yeah, I've seen that strategy as well. And it was a lead generation tool that got them a lead that then turned around later. And so,
and especially if it's an ebook, and there's not much of a loss of money, right?
Yeah. I see some questions. Let me pop these up. So Pat, do you market an anthology or a book collaboration the same way you market a book you wrote, you know, as a sole writer?
It is a little different because it's more project managing. And you have a lot more people who theoretically are marketing the book, right? So you have the power of multiple people's platforms. How much or how little those people choose to do, you know, you don't have as much control over. And then you can also, like, for example, one thing you can typically do when you're launching your own book is you can look at like local papers, right? Or local bookstores and make connections there. Well, with 15 people, 16 people doing a book, you can do that in 16 places and 16 places indie bookstores. So it's almost like you can replicate what you do for one person.
Over many. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ayana. Oh, wow. This is very timely in marketing. Congratulations on your book. This is going to be a great tool. Absolutely. And Ayana is getting ready or in the process now of leading her own anthology. So she has pulled together some authors. So this is right on time. Awesome. Ms. Taylor, Yes, I'm looking to write nonfiction to support and promote my business. Well, this is your confirmation. This is your sign on the wall to go for it, to go for it. What type of services, as we kind of start wrapping up, what type of services do you have available and how should people connect with you if they're saying, I want to work with Mary?
Sure. So all of this stuff you can find on my webpage, which is maryhelensheriff.com. And then if you put /marketing, or find it on the menu. But you can see all the different services I offer there. But I do have a free newsletter that you can sign up for, which goes out once a month and just gives some marketing tips. And then I do a blog through Bookish Road Trip and on their website, bookishroadtrip.com. And my blog is called Journey into Book Marketing. So I write on a different topic there. And that's also free. And then paid-wise, I have a workbook that's out. This is a book answer, but it's called The Ultimate Book Launch Workbook.
Yeah. And where is that available?
It's on Amazon if you want the actual book. And then on my website, I have digital, which is cheaper. You could print it or not, you know.
Pop that up one more time. Yeah. So you all can screenshot that or recognize it when you go over there. There you go. Okay,
wonderful. But I just put it up in print. I was just going to do digital for a while. And everyone, like I had enough people were like, can you make a print?
Make a paperback? It's something, you know, I am, you know, Google Calendar and all of that. But, you know, there's nothing like, and I decorate mine and put stickers. That's another story. But some, you know, sometimes every day there is something pen to paper that I'm doing.
And I'm like that too, if we're being honest. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I have that out. And then I do a radio show. Well, I don't actually do the radio show. Okay. I collaborate with Grace Salmon, who does a radio show called Launchpad. And everybody who is on her show also is part of like a marketing little cohort. So it's about 30 to 40 people, depending on the season. We get together once a month. I do a short presentation and then we like chit chat and ask questions and talk about ideas and share resources. And it's pretty awesome. And that there's a cost with that. So that is going to open up next week, I think, for season 3, which will start in August. If you email me now, I could probably slide you in before it opens. Last year we booked in 24 hours. So, and I had to turn people away. So if I can help people out early and make sure they get in, you know, I'd rather help out friends of Charvette's than.
There you go. There you go. Your invitation.
Yeah. So we do that. And then I do private consultations.
Okay, great. So all the information and those that are listening from the Talk Radio Show platform or from the podcast, look down below in the show notes. Mary's full bio is there with all the links. So that's a great connection point there for you to have. And so the final question as we wrap up, the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate Mary.
I think my motivation is helping people get their story out there. Whatever that story is, I think there are people who need it and kind of making that connection for people, people who need your story and your story and helping you help find them.
Well said. Well said. Well, it has been a pleasure working with you. Thank you for one of our viewers that dropped in, launchpadcountdown.com.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for doing that. And that is the book that I am in related to this. So excited to continue really all of the great things. And I'm going to be having copies to read myself as well, because there's some great, great chapters in there and great authors and contributors. And so thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thanks for having me.
All right. You are welcome. All right. Whoa. I told you, like writers, authors, current, aspiring, you need to definitely grab this new book. And certainly I'll be sharing more about it. So you will not forget about it at all. Yes. Thank you, my sister Kim. Thank you for the helpful tips that were given. I totally agree on all of that. And as a reminder, this segment is brought to you by my seventh conference that is coming. My seventh conference that's coming to Richmond, Virginia, Four Points by Sheraton, November 2nd for VIPs only, November 3rd and November 4th. Matter of fact, let's just have a quick station break to give you a little bit about it, because we want to see you there. We want you to grab tickets at platformbuildersummit.com. Here's a little about it.
Get ready for the Platform Builder Summit, hosted by Mitchell Productions and produced by Charvette Mitchell, where we will amplify your brand and boost your profits. Kicking off Thursday, November 2nd, 2023, with our VIP day for VIP guests only. And Friday, November 3rd and Saturday, November 4th, 2023, for all summit attendees. Enjoy main stage speakers, panel discussions, and breakout sessions. All of this hosted in person at the Four Points by Sheraton, Richmond, Virginia. Register today at www.platformbuildersummit.com. We believe that every emerging woman business owner and leader has the potential to grow their business by shining a spotlight on their expertise. With the right marketing tools, resources, and support, you can achieve your goals and take your business to new heights. Reserving your seat at the Platform Builder Summit is the next step in that direction. Go to www.platformbuildersummit.com for tickets and more information. We cannot wait to see you November 2nd to 4th in Richmond, Virginia.
All right. I know you got that music got you moving. That music got you moving. All right. It is a wrap today for the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, if you just tuned in, you just caught 5 minutes, no problem. Wherever you are watching or listening, you will be able to hear and see the whole entire show. One of the easiest places to go is charvette.com. If you're sending people and you're saying, hey, they need to listen to this, send them to charvette.com. That way they can see Mary's full bio, contact information, watch the show or listen to the show right there on charvette.com. It is a wrap for today. We will see you all later on the web. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Get Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.